Good morning, it's time for the King State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Marion Deceiving Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing well, as we talked about before. It's warm, and that's all that matters, I think, currently. We're in March, and hopefully the winter's left us by.
I would agree with that.
Well, you said, again, a month for everything, and March coming up, the National Credit Education Month. I'm excited to hear what you've got to say about this.
Yeah, so National Credit Education Month is really developed to help us, you know, kind of pause and think about how we can educate ourselves about credit. Credit's a tool that many of us use for managing our financial lives. It's something that's there. We go and we use a credit card or we need to get a loan to purchase a vehicle, but we don't spend enough time really thinking about how we use our credit and the different things that we need to do to kind of manage our credit. And one of those ways is to use our credit report. A credit report is a great way for us to see a history of our credit and understand its importance. On our credit reports, lenders and creditors are going to use this information when deciding whether or not to lend us money. But credit reports are also used by our landlords, our utility companies, and also could be used by our employers. Most people would say, well, why would an employer want to look at my credit report? Well, if you're going to have access to financial information at your company, or if you're going to have a company credit card, for example, your employer is definitely going to want to take a look at your credit report. What I encourage folks to do is to check your credit report at least once a year, because as we know nowadays, there is so much fraud that is out there, and it's a great way for you to discover whether or not there's been fraudulent activity, for example, somebody taking out a credit card in your name and you not realizing that. But it's also to make sure that that information is accurate. So if you do go out there and apply for credit, you don't have any surprises. By law, everyone is eligible to receive one free credit report each year from each of the three major credit reporting agencies. Those agencies are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. And to request your free credit report, you're going to need, of course, your personal information, your legal name, Social Security number, your date of birth, current and previous addresses for the past 2 years. And what I recommend for folks is you don't want to go out there and you don't want to request reports from all three of the credit bureaus at one time. Spread it out throughout the year. Check one in March, make a note to check another one in June, for example, and make a note to also check one in September, so throughout the year. The reason we want that spread out is if there is something fraudulent that happens sometime during the year, it might be picked up on one of the reports that you pull later in the year. But I encourage folks, you know, this is something that we can be all excited about because we know credit is an exciting topic. But, you know, we think about it, but then life gets going on and we don't think, oh, I need to pull a report from the second agency or I need to put a report request in from the third. So make a note on your calendar, do a reminder in your phone, some way that you're going to remember to follow up a few months down the road. You can request your credit report through annualcreditreport.com. It is a free resource. Or you can also call the bureaus directly or do a request by mail. And all of that information is available on annualcreditreport.com, phone numbers and mailing addresses and so forth. So after you request your credit report, you need to understand what information is included so that you know what to look for to make sure it's current and correct. So obviously, personal information is going to be part of our credit report. Our names that we've had, so if you've changed your name at some point, you want all of the names that you have used, the addresses that you've lived, especially within the last 2 to 4 years, telephone number, employment information, birth date, etc. So all of that personal information. Then we want to check this section under public records. So information is collected from court reports. So the easiest thing to think about that would affect our credit report would be if we have filed bankruptcy in the past. So you want to make sure that that information is correct. Bankruptcies can stay on our credit report for up to 7 to 10 years, depending on the type of bankruptcy. So you want to make sure that that information is correct as well. And then the bulk of the credit report is going to be made up of account information. So when we talk about account information, this is going to be your loans that you've had, mortgages on your home, automobile, et cetera, as well as any credit cards that you've had in the past or currently have. And there's a couple of things that we really want to pay attention to here. We want to see if anything is listed as an adverse account. So this might be a line of credit that has not been paid. We might have had late payments or missed payments, or whether or not something was set to a collection agency or written off by a lender. And all of the adverse actions on an account can affect our history and could be an issue when we do go apply for credit. And then we'll have our satisfactory accounts, which are accounts that are up to date with no late payments or accounts that have been paid off. The thing that you want to also pay attention when you're looking at the account information is see if there are any unfamiliar accounts on there, because that could indicate fraud. And that is where it's super important to be looking at our credit reports every single year. You'll want to do a little bit of digging, however. If you see something that you think might be fraud-related, keep in mind that you may have a loan transferred at some point in time, so you may not recognize the name. So what we see lots of times is our home mortgage might be transferred to another company. So if you see an account that is not familiar, you'll want to do a little bit of digging, first of all, before you immediately think, oh my gosh, somebody is using my credit without my knowledge. So keep that in mind. Then you'll see whether or not somebody has made an inquiry on your credit. What they consider a hard inquiry is when we apply for a credit, like a credit card or a loan, or when we purchase insurance, such as life insurance. Or if we're out just kind of shopping the market, there might be a soft inquiry when certain parts of your credit history are requested. So if we're, you know, in the initial phases of seeing if we would qualify for a loan to purchase a new car. So we're thinking about it, but we're not in the process of buying it. That might happen as well, just to see if you would qualify. Check your credit report carefully, like I mentioned. If there is inaccurate information after you've reviewed your report, it's up to us to dispute the errors, and it's important that we do that as soon as possible. You'll need to contact the credit bureau that provided the report. Something may show up on one of the credit bureau's accounts, but not on two. And I can say that will definitely happen sometimes, because one of the credit bureaus had me down at listing it and having lived at an address that was listed on my report that I had never lived at before. So mistakes do happen. So you want to get on that right away and get it changed. You can submit the dispute over the phone, through the mail, or you can fill out information on their websites as well. The biggest thing is to empower yourself to make better financial decisions by checking your credit on a regular basis. You can get more information about all of the ways that you can check your report, as well as how to understand the information that you find in the report you receive, by going to our website at meritazine.kstate.edu, or you can give me a call here at the office at 913-294-4306. I'd be happy to email you information or make it available for you to pick it up at our office.
Very educational. Everybody got to get educated on that credit. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.